Tuesday, the 18th of December, a week from today, is Christmas. So, we are presenting for you right now, for your consideration, the four most popular singers. Not the most popular songs necessarily, but the most popular classic Christmas singers. Bring Bing Crosby. There it is. Bing Crosby.
I love the Binger.
Number one on the list. Number two on the list is Nat King Cole.
Yeah, shut up.
Wow. Roasting as they would be on an open fire, Jennifer. Song first recorded by Nat King Cole in 1946.
That's not roasting on an open fire.
Perfect. Most people don't realize this song is back that far.
You guys, when I was in New York, I ate a chestnut that was roasted over an open chestnut.
Number two on the singers list. Number three is Francis Albert Sinatra.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart
Frank Sinatra's Christmas song.
We got one more of these coming. And look at all four of these guys. There aren't voices like this anymore.
There are not.
Yeah.
All right, so what we're asking, we're putting together a list of the favorite classic Christmas singers, and we're going to ask you in our poll today who sings your favorite classic Christmas songs. Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, or Elvis?
There's one in a minute.
Our pool today.
Jump in.
I didn't have that much noise, did I? Could you ever actually tell?
No, the only reason I knew you belched is because you said, oh, shoot me. If you would just let it go, I would have thought maybe Frank Sinatra just blipped a little.
Okay. Anyway, our poll today
is your poll for the summer.
Yes, the winter.
I'm just going to sneak up there and throw about 500 boxes of Jello in and stir it all up for you.
There you go.
You know, I actually was wondering if swimming in a pool of Jello.
Anyway,
we're going to be in Vegas next month together.
I might be there with you.
Come on.
When are you not there?
Because somebody has to stay here, remember?
It's a Roberta Bat and Ellie Goodday show. It'll be a Roberta Bat and Ellie
I'm not sure what day I'm going to be there, but I think I'll probably be going through there.
The 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Nah, I think it's too soon. Dallas, I think.
You know, I'll call the people at CES and see if they can schedule change.
Thanks. And tell the 45,000 attendees that Doug's going to be late.
45,000, that's all? It's more than that.
Well, but by the time, there's like a couple hundred thousand coming to town to see it. But there are like that. It's amazing when people are actually involved as distributors and
well, what's amazing is that people tell their wives they're going to CES, but you know what runs concurrently with CES, don't you?
The porn show.
And they do the AVN Awards, the Video Awards. I've been to the porn show. Honestly, I recommend it to everybody.
You and I will be there together.
You tell her. You say we're going to the CES show, and then we accidentally meander into the wrong convention hall.
The poll today at DexChannel.com. Who sings your favorite classic Christmas song? Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, or others? Perhaps all of them. You can, as you usually do, many of you, thousands of folks go in and take poll questions every day at DexChannel.com and be fine. The poll yesterday, which you didn't pay much attention to because of obvious reasons, have you ever had a really white Christmas? 31% of you said, yeah, a couple times. 27% said almost every year. 15% said only seen white Christmases on TV. 13% said only
Let's see, not really, never, actually never been in a place where there had been a white Christmas. 14% he said only once. I'm not betting on a white Christmas in the Northeast, and I'm sure I'll start Christmas Day in the Northeast and I'll finish it in California, and I'm betting there's going to be snow in either place. Although the other night when I was at this lovely party that I went to up in the mountains, the Santa Barbara Mountains, it was, I don't want to tell you something, it was cold.
Yeah.
It was cold, 34 degrees, and the wind was going right up on that mountain. And they had snow at higher elevations. So those of you who think there's no snow in California, they even have, as part of the report, the weather report, they even have the Big Bear and all these other places where people go to ski. This is a big part.
It's big time. Yeah.
Right, it is. All right, so check that out, DuckSteffen.com. We also have our moms. We have not done a good job with this in terms of being consistent, but that's nothing new for this program. There are a lot of people. What did you say?
Get ready,
because we have our social media report from Jennifer, and also we have smart parent tips of the day brought to you by the folks at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read. We are giving away $25 Visa gift cards from now until the end of the year. Or is it till Christmas? Richie, which is it? Till Christmas or the end of the year?
It's till the end of the year, because we're having a big Twitter party in January.
Oh, okay. All right. So you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show, and we have these winning smart mom tips of the day. Let's come up with a name, Jen.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready!
Okay, so am I.
Oh, shoot.
I need my sounder. I need my sounder.
Right here.
All right, today's winner is Jennifer Kim with her mom tip. She said, to avoid 2 a.m. diaper leaks, put your child in a diaper one size up. It absorbs all the pee-pee and never makes a mess.
What's her name, Jennifer what?
Kim.
Jennifer Kim.
Now,
diaper advice.
I would say that's great advice, but wouldn't it be loose then?
You can tighten them with a strip. Let's see, Vicki Snyder, Bren Pratt, Renee Taylor, Beverly Pardee, Char Mobley, Deborah Burkhalter, Deb Sanders, Julie Paradiso, Joni Thompson, Lara Diane, Cheryl Grazik, Angela Ross, Doug Vance, Colleen Silva, Teresa Brennan, Michelle Sullivan, all have won these Visa gift cards to use as they see fit. We'll be giving away through the end of the year, as Richie says. We're celebrating our 25th year on Good Day, and as a result of that, the folks at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read helped us out and help you out, more importantly, with the neat rewards for your mom tip of the day, which you can send to us by going to facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. Pick the winning smart mom as much as we can. You know, you just made me think about something. We were talking about the Consumer Electronics Show and other related things that will be in Las Vegas at the same time. I'd like to know, what would you think about your daughter posing for Playboy? If you have Richie's daughter is too young.
Playboy or one of the terrible publications?
No. I didn't want to.
There is a difference.
Yeah, there is.
Well, Playboy's gotten pretty graphic lately.
I've been Playboy for years.
Nobody has since the internet came around.
Right. So what are you talking about, Roberta?
What do you mean? The magazine?
Playboy is trying to compete with someone more
hardcore
stuff.
Exactly.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because
porn
is rampant now, so
as the mother or father of a younger child, and when the child goes into late teens, how old are the women that they have in Playboy? 20s?
Early 20s.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Okay. 22.
And somebody asked me this, and I think you provoked me into this, Richie, not long ago, by asking me something similar. What would I think if Megan showed up posing in Playboy?
Right.
And I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't look at it. I wouldn't like it. But
Well, I mean, I don't think I'd like it either, but if it was tasteful shots, that would be one thing. I have no trouble with nudity whatsoever. But if it's the graphic shots, I would have some issues with that.
Do you have trouble with nudity when it's being sold in a magazine?
I have no trouble with it, no.
She's got to know because her daughter might be an actress.
510.
But graphic is a different story.
8255.
Yeah.
What would you think about your daughter posing in Playboy? 800-510-8255. This is the anniversary, by the way, of A Christmas Carol being first published in London. This date, 1843, is sold out in the first week. And Dickens, by the way, wrote the story in 2 months. He started it in early October, finished it in early December, and got it published 2 weeks after he finished it, which is pretty amazing, given the time period. We're talking about 1843. He wrote some other books after that, but of course, Christmas Carol is the most famous of them all. So we celebrate the anniversary of the publication of that. It's 18 past the hour. Coming up, our 2020 News Quiz question here on Good Day.
On Chapstick Christmas, lucky to me. Eight Chapstick cherries, seven peppermint, six green apples, five Chapstick raspberry cream, four apple ciders, three strawberries, two little mints, and limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of Chapstick this year, all in the common cold aisle. Chapstick, I'm quite happy.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my exigent thermometer. All I did was wipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the exigent temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exigent. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exigent Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exigent.com.
800-510-8255. First question, what would you think about your daughter posing for Playboy? Second question is to identify this lady, Dina Manfredini, M-A-N-F-R-E-D-I-N-I. Who is she, and why is she in the news, and why would we be talking about her? Dina Manfredini, M-A-N-F-R-E-D-I-N-I. What's her story? 800-510-8255. And if you want to comment on it, it's one of those social thingamabobbers.
People ask these questions. I mean, put yourself in that position, actually.
I think that's a question we ought to ask on our social media sites. Jennifer, what are we asking today?
We're asking about who you go to for comfort in time.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers was one. Yeah. Do you want to know what our friends have been saying?
For a minute or a second or two,
Alex says Kendall Jackson wine. Love that. Scott said Nat King Cole smile. He listened to that for years. Ken said I just go to music in general. And Rick said God.
Okay. This is our great
Zord.
800-510-8255 for our question of the hour and our 2020 news question as well. You're on a good day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
They exchanged buttons. Ford gave George a wind button, which was even for whip inflation now, out of inflation during the Ford era and into the Carter era. And Harrison gave the president an button, Hindu mantra. It's about creation.
You know, for the first time in a long time last night, I sat down and searched for something to watch on TV, and I ended up on this documentary about the making of Tom Petty's Dan and the Torpedoes album, which was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And their guitar player, Mike Campbell, Jimmy Iovine, who was the famous producer who produced that album, said he was George Harrison, a quiet guitar god. George Harrison was never flamboyant, doing the windmills and playing loud power chords.
Yeah.
But the more and more I learned how to play guitar, I just went, wow, this stuff is really intricate. And nobody gives Harrison the credit that he deserves, but he is an amazing guitar player. Clapton and he were friends, but it's not well known that Harrison was as good of a guitar player and as just unbelievably talented as he was. Just an amazing guy.
Well, thank you for that amazing recollection, Rich McFadden, along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, the Good Day Gang. Why do we know Dina Manfredini? See if she who's in Russellville, Arkansas. Hi, Sheila, have a good day.
Hey, how are you?
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. So why do we know or would we be talking about Dina Manfredini?
She is the oldest person in the world at 115.
And she died yesterday.
Wow.
Did you know that she died?
I did not.
Yeah, she died yesterday. Passed away at a nursing home in Johnston, Iowa. It's been a bad month for the oldest living people. Earlier in the month, Bessie Cooper, who was 116, died on December 5th. Roberta, you'll be interested to know that Ms. Manfredini was an Italian immigrant, came to America in 1920 with her husband, Ricardo. Her husband suffered an injury. She went to work early on to support her family. She raised four children, worked until she was 94 years old. Was the only Italian person verified to have reached 115 years.
in the, I guess, Guinness Book of World Records. So, Sheila,
yes.
You did a nice job. So we're going to give you $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, facial things. How old are your children, Sheila?
Awesome. I have 30 and 34.
All right. Men, women, girls, boys?
One man, one woman.
All right. So what would you think if your daughter decided to pose for Playboy?
Why are you asking this question, by the way?
Because I think it's an interesting thing that came into my mind after we were talking about what we were talking about.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No, I would not like it.
Would you demand that she not do it, or would you let her do what she was going to do?
No, she's an adult. She can do what she wants, but yeah. I wouldn't like it.
What would your father have said if you had done it when you were in your 20s?
That wouldn't happen.
All right. Okay, that's fair enough. All right, Sheila, hold on just a second. We'll take care of it. Let me just tell us the same way. John, we got a few seconds here. Would you say anything if your daughter decided to pose for Playboy?
I think I'd have a heart attack.
Really?
I think, well, yeah, sure.
I'm
over your heart
patient,
and I think
that would sure. Yeah. 28 past the hour on good day.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No. You'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with PrintRink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store, in-store 2412, gift cards not returnable. Return any refund amount reduced by gift card value. Exclusive and subject to availability while supplies last. No range is limited to amount of participating in no sponsor promotion.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes would save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was wipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or ears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
If you face foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosureview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time, the story of Ken Jones, who drives for UPS. He made a video on the back of his truck to spread Christmas cheer. It's really actually kind of, I thought it was quite clever the first time we heard it. Santa is your UPS man. To the turn, this is Winter Wonderland. So,
yeah, Santa drives a big brown truck.
Right. Santa, so listen to the audio and have some fun.
I'm in my sleigh, handling my business.
Let's play the whole thing.
Delivering gifts. For the little cheerings, if you don't understand, I will tell you, my friend, Santa is UPS man. For iPads, please leave me a note, ma'am, so I can leave the apple at your door. You can best believe it is my plan, ma'am, to ring your doorbell, drop your stuff, and go. We're coming through, despite the weather, fencing your dogs, let's work together. It's such a good sign to reach your address at night. Please leave your line for your UPS man. UPS
speech.
If you don't understand, I will say it again. Santa is your UPS man.
Right here.
I recorded this during a scheduled break. Thank you.
Love it.
Yeah, that is very cool.
Right. He's just sitting in the back of the truck, obviously on a break. This is hysterical.
Yeah.
Recorded on an iPhone or something.
And look at how viral it's gone.
Let's see here. Hold on a second. Let me get to... Yeah, 346,000 views.
Wow.
That's cool. For a guy just sitting in the back of his truck.
Good for him.
Off for a few minutes.
Yeah. I bet that's as long as it took. He probably did it like I do those things. Just extemporaneously sit down and whatever comes into your mind.
Yeah, he did it just like you do those things.
Exactly.
What do you mean? You know, why are you taking a shot at him? Giving the guy some credit.
No, yes.
We all know how creative I am when it comes to music.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. How about we do a... Nah, how about we don't?
Good call.
Thank you. This is the anniversary of the state. Remember this? All the states in the Union agreed to a $206 billion tobacco deal. The money was to be paid by the tobacco industry to help the states recover the costs of treating people for tobacco-induced illnesses. This is 1998. They did pay some of the money. They have not paid all of the money. They've been in court trying to litigate, much like Exxon has spent $6 billion to keep from having to pay a $6 billion fine. The tobacco industry, still thriving, realize how much profit there is in those products, the tobacco products that are available for, what, six? I don't even know what this stuff costs now. $6, $7, $8, $10?
Crazy, for sure.
I don't know. Yeah. And under the circumstances, the money that they make, like nine, if they sell it for 10, they make $9 on it. Why is it that isn't ongoing? Why isn't it that the tobacco companies aren't paying all the time into the healthcare system? Why should you and I, this is a reflective question that I ask, and you can make it rhetorical or not, 800-510-8255, but why should you and I, none of us smoke, Roberta, Jennifer, Rich, me, none of us have ever smoked. So why is it that we pay the same premiums as the people who listen? The healthcare law changed that, you know. I believe the new healthcare, Affordable Health Care Act, means that everybody, no matter what your condition, pays the same health care costs if you're in the system. So why is it that these people that kill people are responsible for providing health care for the people that they're killing? In a fair and equitable society, wouldn't that happen? Why should you and I pay for something that we have nothing to do with?
Why should it be the manufacturers?
Because they don't want any product available.
Yeah, but why shouldn't it be the users? Then you have to go tax... Hostess and Budweiser and everything.
Yes.
There means something that we consume that doesn't kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Pesticides on fruit, your bottled water with the chemicals in it. They can make a case that everything you consume kills you, and that therefore they should pay a tax on it and run every single business out of it.
Let's speak to the lady who desires 115. Let's see what she ate. For I wonder if she ate Italian food. Her name.
I'll tell you what she ate. It's something that she cooked on the stove every night from scratch.
Yeah, probably.
That's what she ate.
It didn't come out of a box. Yeah, absolutely didn't come out of a box. 800-510-8255 at DougSteffen.com today. The story of these Santas. Group of Santas took to the water this weekend in Florida. Did you see this?
Water skiing Santas.
Kiteboarding Santas.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
At Fort DeSoto set a new world record. It wouldn't be too hard. The previous record was one kiteboarding Santa. 25 Santas showed up. 12 got into the water. And then they, I guess, how many ended up? I guess all 12 of them got something accomplished. And, of course, they did it all to promote something they're trying to do on Facebook. And that's what people do. They either want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, or they want to show up on Facebook.
Yeah, find your little piece of fame.
All right, so let's find a lady who is our smart mom of the hour, Jennifer. I think that would be kind of cool. We did it last hour. We haven't done it this hour yet.
Oh, no, we just did it a few minutes ago.
I thought it was last hour.
Yeah, it was this hour.
Oh, my God, this time is flying so fast. No, let's do it next time. Why are you laughing?
One hour runs
into the other here under the circumstances. I was a little distracted, I admit to that. Because I was thinking about how we're trying to avoid discussion much of what's going on in Connecticut because of what has gone. Because there's really nothing new. We know about the family, we know about the children, we know about the funerals, yada, yada. So I just tried to be quiet on this literally and figuratively. And that doesn't mean, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't have something to say.
And just because you talk about stuff like this doesn't mean you have anything to say either. It's just becoming noise to me. And I think people that I've spoken to, especially this morning and last night, said, you know, let's let it go. It's too depressing. Let's watch the development, see what happens. But I think in terms of just the skill that we have as human beings to listen, there has been a lot of talk, and I wonder if there's been more talk than there has been listening when it comes to this particular issue at this particular time. I think it's time for us just to listen on this, and that's why I've chosen to sort of move on. I think you can express your feelings. You oftentimes, I find anyway, in my years of having done this, I hear from people and they really don't say what they think. They're saying something that's oftentimes the opposite of what they're thinking or what they're feeling. And if you know, think about it in terms of those of you who are married and who have maybe seen marriage counselors, a marriage counselor sits between the two partners trying to get them to express what's on their minds directly to each other, and then they are asked to recite those feelings back again. Ever been involved in a situation like that, or had a friend or a family member involved in that? It's great therapy, by the way, because you, most of the time when you're in a situation like that, you're talking at each other, you're not talking to each other. And I think that that also is happening with regard to the gun control issue and some of the other salient points that need to settle in. We're now talking at each other about what we should be talking to each other and with each other about. In terms of, I guess, of psychology and people who do this for a living, you know that one of the most important things that we all can do is to hear what's being said, to listen to it. And if the other side is silent, then maybe there's something being said by that silence. You ever stop thinking about that? When you ask a question that's difficult, do you always get an answer? When you're talking to your spouse, Richie, when you talk to Janet, do you ever have a conversation that's one-sided? You may ask a question to which there is no answer, or to which the other side doesn't want to answer.
My wife always has an answer for everything.
Does she?
And it's a perfect answer.
Really?
It's the best answer ever.
Man.
At least that's what I'm told.
Hi, Janet.
Yeah.
No, I hope. I mean, I don't remember that we do. I hope that I don't have one-sided conversations with her. Well, it feels like our conversations go back and forth.
Here's what
you need to ask her.
Part of the problem is the number of devices that we have. I'm here in a room that's filled with screens and devices. Richie, you're in a room filled with screens and devices.
Yep.
Jennifer, you are. Roberta, we all have all of these devices around us, or if we're not using these things, we've got a small tablet in our hand that we use. And so that sometimes substitutes for actually having a conversation about things and how to fix things. And so one of the things that's been advised, I think you said it, Richie, when it comes to this sort of thing, turn the television on, don't let your children see it. And if it comes to the point where you need to talk about it, you need to hear what they're saying, because they'll have heard something that may be completely off the wall. We found that earlier today, didn't we, with somebody who came out of, what was one of our Facebook posts, Jennifer, from a mother who said she dealt with it only after her kindergartner came home because they talked about it in class.
Kids were in school. They went to sleep and they didn't wake up.
I was talking to a friend of mine last night who was a teacher at the elementary school where our kids go to school, and asked her, she's a fourth grade teacher,
right,
how school went. She's like, you know, some kids had questions, but they were told, Doug, I actually sent you the email that the principal of the school sent out to all of the parents.
I did see that.
And basically, business as usual, get back to business, get back to business. If they have any questions, briefly answer them. Tell them if they need to talk to somebody, that they have counselors and the principal, happy to talk to them. But tomorrow we have a spelling test and everybody's got to study, so let's get back to business.
Yeah.
And she said she had one girl in the whole class who had no idea what they were talking about,
mm-hmm.
and asked, what do you mean, what's going on? And she had to just quickly tell her, and then they moved on and just reassured them that they were doing everything that they could do to, you know, make sure they were safe.
I think my point here may be that with all of the social networks, including the ones that we highlight, all the social media, we are in fact becoming less sociable. If I have tried to, in a way, encapsulate that over the last year because of my concern that we become a bunch of zombies, or certainly our children are becoming zombies, it is, in fact, what I was reaching for.
You were listening to Limbaugh yesterday, were you?
I was not. No, I was on,
he was on the same tune.
Was he?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't hear him yesterday. I haven't heard of him for a long time.
I got to get to hear him every now and then, and yesterday he was on
the same tune. Well, then he's on. Maybe those enough. Man, this sounds awful.
How we're connected, but we're not really connected.
Well, there's that, and exactly. But those of us who have been doing this for a while, who've seen this come, those of, like Jennifer doesn't really remember when there wasn't this stuff.
Oh, yes, I do. And I really feel a marked difference in myself. Absolutely.
Because this stuff's been around for 20 years.
Well,
so
I
was a teenager.
I remember my first job in radio
where I learned how to do email and didn't understand the difference between Rich McFadden at Yahoo.com.
That was 20 years ago. Here I was 16. With me, 17. It's almost 20 years ago.
I guess it was 90s, 90s, when I had my first 16, 17 years. My kids will never know a life without me. But there was no texting. When I was a high school, we still chatted on the phone all the time. There was no texting, there was no Facebook, email barely. I mean, I only started using email when I started working, but I was always working. But when I started doing marketing stuff, my dad
I just think it's a point to remember. You know, it's really interesting. In 1976, when I started with United Press International, they had a very sophisticated global computer system, and we used email to talk to, well, at that time, that version of email to talk to bureaus around the world.
Really? Because it was basically an army. It was established with the military. The army used it first.
It was a very simplified system. You know, graphics or anything, just through a green screen with text on. But we were emailing and communicating with bureaus all around. I used to talk to Bangkok a lot because I was on the night shift and they were awake. Right. I would talk to our correspondent there. But again, Like texting, but on the computer. It's an amazing world we live in, Master Jack.
Let's talk about the Purple Heart Service Foundation, what they provide for many men and women who have been in the service. They have these folks that put on the uniform and actually gone into harm's way. The line of duty has caused them to perhaps be injured. That's where the Purple Heart Service Foundation got its calling card. But now they're helping all kinds of veterans who have been in the theater of war. Veterans who need program assistance, they need claim help, they need compensation help, they need education help, they need training for jobs. They all have a need, and the government doesn't do a good job. We know it. It's disgusting, but it's a reality. So these folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation assist these folks in identifying the things that will help them out. So now it's time for you, as you get close to the end of the year and think about tax deductions, to think about helping these people in the Purple Heart Service Foundation by giving a donation. Cars, boats, could be furniture, could be anything. How about cash? They'll have you take your cash. Call with your way to donate by dialing 877-743-1631. You make the connection and you help a lot of people. That's the Purple Heart Service Foundation for donations, 877-743-1631.
Bob Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and a little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
If you need a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No. You'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America, and right now get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
Install the Edge 12-24-12 gift card and return. Returning and refund amount reduced by gift card value. Exclusive and ink subject to availability while supplies last. No range is limited to Apple participating in response to promotion.
So, travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Henson started creating Muppets in 1965. Now,
the show. Well, what about a feature film? I think it's probably in the early 80s.
Yeah. Let's see.
Amazing. All right, let's keep moving, Richie. We have our contest today. This was the number one Christmas movie in 2004. And it was very unique in the way it was presented. I'll give you that much of a hint. 800-510-8255 is where we review the movies, the music from the movies, until Christmas Day here on Good Day. Chuck Curry, our movie person, is here with some movie news as well in a moment. First, though, let's get to the three outtakes, the audio outtakes, Rich, from this that hopefully will help people identify the movie. You'll call us at 800-510-8255. Be eligible for $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, washes, lotions for Christmas. Here's the first clue.
These tickets are not transferable.
Got the voice?
I think so, yes.
All right, Chuck, you want to do it?
And a little choppy. Let's play another clip.
Excellent. Kids just watch this.
You probably. Go ahead.
Sometimes seeing is believing. Sometimes. The most real things in the world are the things we can't see.
Yeah, it's very cleverly done, actually. 800-510-8255. Here's the last audio clue.
One thing about drinks, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding
to get on.
Yep.
He has a great cartoon voice, doesn't he?
Yeah, he worked well. 800-510-8255. Chuckle, bring us some important movie news this moment here on Good Day.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my,
Carl.
Sir?
You know the great lowering loan I got after getting that GM discount.
Oh, excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no. I said a G. I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh.
That was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh, but why everybody know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Chuck, what do we have for movie news?
Well, speaking of the Muppet movies, Ricky Gervais, best known for hosting the Golden Globes over the last few years, getting a lot of controversial reaction, and he also played the human star of the next Muppet sequel. Interesting choice. Other news,
Indeed. Interesting choice. He's a horrible choice.
By the way, the first Muppet movie was 1979.
Oh, right. Thank you, Richie. 1979, first Muppet movie. All right, I got so distracted. You said about Ricky Gervais, one of the least talented people. I don't even begin to understand why people think that guy has any talent at all. All right, anyway, Merry Christmas to you, Ricky.
I take it you don't like it. And Vin Diesel, best known for the Fast and the Furious franchise, will play Kojak. And it's been three
things. Oh, great, then.
That'll be good.
Yeah. One of the writers of the James Bond movie, Skyfall, tells us about how the character in the original 70s show, which ran from 73 to 78 on CBS. I was a big fan. TV guys listen to the character, and it's the number 18 best character in TV history.
Yeah,
yeah.
He will be great.
Great character. Yeah. Vin Diesel actually is a good actor.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. But I'm sure the studio said, boy, let's get a bald guy. Oh, Vin Diesel.
He's a little bit. Somebody who shaved his head. Yeah. You remember the murder mystery Clue? It opened on this day in 1985 and had three different endings to it.
Yeah, it's still a very popular movie and a rival.
Yeah. Very interesting. Diane, what's the name of the movie?
The Polar Express.
Polar Express is correct. So you win the prize, Polar Express with Tom Hanks. Nice voice, good job, very creative movie, I thought, actually. Chuck Curry is the movie person. Back tomorrow, same time and same station. You're listening to that station. Hang around.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.